Joe Biden demands amnesty for illegal aliens in SOTU address by touting support from Chamber of Commerce. By John Binder on March 1, 2022. During his State of the Union (SOTU) address on Tuesday evening, President Joe Biden demanded Congress pass amnesty for illegal aliens by touting support from the United States Chamber of Commerce. Provide a pathway to citizenship for Dreamers, those on temporary status, farm workers, and essential workers, Biden said. Revise our laws so businesses have the workers they need and families don't wait decades to reunite. It's not only the right thing to do, it's the economically smart thing to do, Biden continued. That's why immigration reform is supported by everyone from labor unions to religious leaders to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Let's get it done once and for all. Indeed, Biden sides with the big business lobby, Wall Street, and special corporate interests in demanding more overall immigration to the U.S. and amnesty for illegal aliens. In January, the Chamber of Commerce lobbied Biden to double legal immigration levels and push for amnesty for illegal aliens in the U.S. Such a policy would bring anywhere from 2 to 4 million legal immigrants to the U.S. every year, an annual foreign-born population nearly 6 times the size of Boston, Massachusetts. As of January, 6.5 million Americans were unemployed while an additional 5.7 million were out of the labor force entirely. Another 3.7 million Americans are underemployed, that is, holding part-time jobs while wanting full-time work. Some 408,000 jobless Americans said they do not believe there is any work available for them in the current labor market. Already, the U.S. gives out 1.2 million green cards to foreign nationals annually. In addition, about 1.5 million temporary work visas are rewarded to foreign nationals to take American jobs. The massive waves of legal immigration have led to the highest level of foreign workers in the U.S. economy in decades, making up at least 17.5% of the workforce. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.